Welcome to the Heal Podcast with your host, Sam Calawart. As a breathwork teacher and mentor, I'm here to empower your healing journey at all levels, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Discover your own inner healer with my weekly teachings and resources to inspire your own journey. So let's begin by grounding our energy, breathing in through the nose, letting it go. One more big breath in and sigh it out. Hello and welcome back to the Heal Podcast. I hope that your day is going great so far. I woke up this morning to about a foot of snow. It is March 10th as I record this. And yes, the snow is beautiful, but I am over it. I am someone, I think I've already talked about this on the podcast, that the older I get, the less tolerant I am to the cold. I don't know if you can relate to that if you live in the Midwest, but I'm not a snowboarder. I don't enjoy being outside in the cold or in the snow. So I like to look at it from inside my house, and it does give you this kind of like cozy feeling, but I'm such an outdoors person. Like, I need to be connected to nature. I need to be outside every day, walking, being in the woods, on the beach. I just need to be outside. It really fills me emotionally, mentally. It grounds me. I'm a very airy type of person. I'm very Vata in like Ayurvedic medicine. So I need that daily grounding. And not only that, but nature is incredibly healing, right? Just being in the elements, it's where we are belong, where we belong. And so I was not too excited to wake up this morning to this snow, but here we are, right? I am accepting the present moment. I am accepting what is. I am looking at the horizon, knowing that hopefully we only have about another month of this. And then I will start to see flowers bloom and green grass and all of the things. But for now, I am just continuing to use this time being indoors to really focus on my business, to focus on my family, and to focus on my mental and emotional well-being to the best that I can. So for me, that looks like my infrared light therapy, my bike, my cycling bike that I use almost every day, yoga mat, stretching, doing some light Pilates, the cold showers I've been utilizing every day for the most part. And I'm very thankful I have these big, beautiful windows within my home. So getting in some of that natural sunlight as much as I can, right? And then focusing on the back end of my business as well. And I have some really incredible things that I will be coming out with in the very near future that I'm excited to share with you. But in the meantime, last night I hosted a full moon breathwork session for letting go. And I have now uploaded that to my website. So if you want to purchase that session, just a single session for letting go, you can head to the link, which I will leave within the show notes. And yes, this was hosted on the full moon, but honestly, you can do this session anytime you're looking for a deeper release, because anytime in the month that you're just craving to let go of some limiting beliefs, some attachments, to really rewrite your story, to open and reconnect to your heart, to feel that sense of heaviness that you may be carrying either internally or externally, just begin to dissolve away even a little bit, right? That is the goal of conscious breathwork. So within that workshop, I also give you some journaling prompts. You have the exact link to a past podcast recording on the art of letting go and surrender. And within that session itself, I'm giving you more tips on how to let go and how by holding on, you are really creating imbalance within your mind, your body, your spirit. So if you want to dive into that workshop, again, it is linked within the description of the show notes. So today I want to talk about why you shouldn't seek comfort. And I'm going to read to you a few passages by a book I'm currently reading, 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think. It is so good. I'm also going to leave that linked within the show notes if you're interested in purchasing the book. But one of the quotes in here is, Familiar discomfort feels the same as comfort. So this is why so many people are stuck in quote-unquote ruts or absolutely do not want to change, even though they know it's what would be best for them. So again, familiar discomfort feels the same as comfort. I believe this is why a lot of people get stuck in toxic relationships that they don't leave, or they stay in the job that they secretly hate, right? Because familiar discomfort is really the same as that discomfort. That's what we crave, is the familiar, is the known. And through my life, I am someone who has constantly really sought to stretch myself out of that comfort zone, and I'm able to really identify, okay, where am I staying comfortable in my life right now? Because it means less work, it means less commitment, it means more energy, perceived energy, for example, sleeping in, right? Instead of getting up a half hour earlier and doing that meditation. So we will seek that comfort in any shape, way, or form within our lives, and it often is holding us back. So asking yourself, where are you staying in the comfort zone within your own life? Is it within a relationship? Is it within your career? Is it within the bounds to which you push your physical body? I believe that we all have these areas within our lives that we just keep doing things the same way because it's what we know, and doing anything else feels a little scary, or we just don't have the knowledge as to how we can do something a different way. How many times have you read someone's testimonial or story as to how they overcame or how they conquered something, or you know, met a challenge within your life, and you were like, wow, that was so inspiring, number one. Number two, I didn't know you could do it that way. I didn't know that by X, Y, and Z, you could actually move through this, whether it's a physical ailment or within your career or within your finances. So that is why I believe having a hunger for knowledge is so important, because the more you know, the more knowledge you have, the more you empower yourself as to the options that are actually out there and available. And then you have these expanders within your life to show you what's possible. This is incredibly important. So this is why I constantly am consuming books and podcasts and resources and signing up for the programs and hiring the coach so I can continue to empower myself with new knowledge and stretch myself outside of my comfort zone, right? And then the next passage in here I wanted to share, most people don't change until not changing is the less comfortable option. But there is usually a long period of time of increasing discomfort before, quote unquote, not changing is the worst case scenario. The universe whispers until it screams, and happy people listen while the call is still quiet. So most people don't change until changing is the less comfortable option. That's so good. Within my own life, I can absolutely resonate with this. I remember being in a job that I really did not like. It was a 9-to-5. I was hired, brought on. Within the first week, I knew that this was the wrong decision and the wrong place for me to be. I knew that energetically, mentally, emotionally, at all levels, it was not in alignment. And I was already thinking, is this it? Am I really going to settle for this? And I was just not happy at all. But I wasn't doing anything about it. I wasn't looking for another job. I was only there for a couple weeks, and I thought, I can't bounce to another job already. Like, I just was brought on by this company. I have to give it a chance, right? I was kind of going by all the perceived notions of what you had to do, what society tells you is right. And so I said, I'm just going to stick with it. I don't want to disappoint the people who hired me. You know, they were excited to hire me. I don't want to let them down. I don't want to let my family down by jumping ship immediately. All of these things were going through my mind. So I was within that job for a couple of weeks, hating it, knowing that it was definitely not the right option for me. And within, probably a month and a half, maybe max 2 months of being there, I got Bell's palsy for the second time, this time on the right side of my face. I was driving in one morning and all of a sudden I felt kind of like a heaviness within the right side of my face. And I remember this so vividly. I looked up into the rear view mirror and tried to smile and immediately noticed that the right side of my face was not moving 100%. It had probably at that time like 70% movement. And immediately I knew what it was. This was, again, my second time having Bell's palsy. I went through it the first time when I was 15. It was very traumatizing for me. I had my face, it was paralyzed for over 6 months. And having your face paralyzed for that long at that young of age is not great. So I was 24 at this time when this was happening. And I remember calling my husband, or he's my boyfriend at the time, calling my boyfriend at the time, which is now my husband, and trying to just calm myself down internally and just say, hey, good morning, how are you? How are things? Blah, blah, blah. I didn't mention the face thing yet. But the more that I looked at myself in the mirror, the more I really brought awareness to the right side of my face, I realized, okay, this is a problem. I'm going to have to drive myself to urgent care. And I was able to pull off to the side of the road because I could feel myself start to get really worked up internally about this. And essentially, I went into a panic attack mode. I was able to thankfully put my car into park. Just as I hit some landscaping, some rocks in front of this industrial building. And so I opened my door and essentially just kind of collapsed in the parking lot. And this is, again, at like 8 a.m. Came back to, called Tate again, told him what was happening this time, and then drove myself to urgent care. And of course, right away, I knew what was happening. And they gave me the antivirals, the steroids, all the things. I decided that I was going to heal that holistically, which I did within 21 days, which that's an entirely different story for a different day. But that was God telling me, because I did not leave that job, okay, now you're forced to leave, right? You have no choice but to leave. And yes, I technically could have stayed in that position. And they were more than willing to allow me to take some time off and to work from home. But I told them, you know, this is just not the career for me right now. This is not the job for me. And I need some time to just heal and focus on myself. And they were very kind about it. They said, no problem. The door is always open if you decide that you want to return. And that was the catalyst. That 21 days was the catalyst for not only really empowering my own healing, because I was able to heal myself holistically, but it put me on a new path. It put me on the right path, the one that was in alignment with where I truly wanted to be in life. But I had to get very uncomfortable before that happened, right? And I was getting those small, quiet whispers coming in from my intuition, coming in from God as to this was not the right place for me. Almost immediately, I could feel it. But I decided to ignore it and to try to please everyone else around me. And I wound up in a very dark place because of it. But then I used that as a lesson as to where I could really turn this story into my power. And I did just that. And then the last passage I want to read from this book is this. There are two mindsets. People tend to have explorer or settler mindsets. Our society has a quote-unquote settler mindset. Our end goals are quote-unquote finalizing. So the home, the marriage, the career, etc. In a world that was made for evolution, in cells that do nothing but grow and expand and change, people with the quote-unquote explorer mindsets are able to actually enjoy what they have and experience it fully because they are inherently unattached. Now, this one also really spoke to me because I'm in this chapter of my life of some uncertainty. I talked about this last week. And when we're in these times of uncertainty and we cling to everything that is known within our lives, it's going to be much more difficult to ebb and flow with all of these challenges and new paths and new opportunities that are coming our way. So both myself and my husband in the recent probably year have really come to terms that we are going to be explorers. We're going to have that explorer mindset because not only do we love adventure, but something that we really value is autonomy and freedom. And so to have autonomy and to have freedom really means not being attached to anything. So for example, we built this beautiful home in the woods. It's our dream home. It's gorgeous. And you could easily say, okay, this is it. This is our family home. It's our forever home. We're going to be here until Eastwood graduates, and then we'll see what happens. But that's not the path that we chose. So essentially, this home is the home that we have now. It's our dream home now. It's something that we love, but it's not our forever plan. And we're staying very open and flexible to where God wants us to go and to what's in store for us. And so to be in this place of complete limbo almost, of not knowing what the next few years holds for us, at times there is some uncertainty there for sure. But there's also this feeling energetically for me of excitement and again, adventure and freedom, knowing that we're not going to be here forever, but that's okay because someone else is going to love this home just as much as we have. And also, we do want to be in a place where we can be outside most of the year. And you know, Michigan is not that. So what does that look like? Are we going to stay in Michigan? I don't know. Are we going to go somewhere south? Maybe. But for now, we're just trying to stay in the present, but in the same token, really continue to have that explore mindset and know that nothing in this life is permanent. And the more that we can really stretch ourselves to understand that and to release attachments and perceived ideas about what it means to be an adult in society, especially in Western culture, right? You get the house with the white picket fence, you get married, you have kids, you stay in the house until you're retired, then you move to Florida, right? Like that is the pretty much epitome of what most people in the Midwest do for their lives. But that's not the path that I feel is carved for us. I feel that if that is what you really value, is that sense of groundedness and security, like that is incredible. And I love that for you. But maybe for you, it's not the home you're in, but it's the career, right? Maybe you're being called into a different career, something that you're really passionate about, but you've had kind of this fixed mindset of what it looks like to be in a specific company and to climb the corporate ladder and to go outside of that, of those bounds, it feels really scary. So can you have more of that explorer mindset in that area of your life? Can you allow yourself to really go into discomfort in certain areas of your life right now? And a small example of this would be getting into a cold shower each and every day, or ending your hot shower with a cold shower. It's cold exposure, but it's going to start to really prime your body and your mind to be more resilient. This is one example of how you can start to really settle into discomfort right now. And then I also would ask, where is your faith? Do you have a faith in a higher power? Do you have faith in your higher self? Do you have faith that you're being guided? Do you have faith that you are supported through this process of life, right? Because when you have faith to that connection above, it makes all of these changes within your life much easier to say yes to. You will have that type of explorer mindset because you are not deeply attached to the home and to your family and to these different people within your lives who may in some ways actually be holding you back from really living the life that you want to live. So can you begin to live life on your terms? Can you follow those whispers in your heart, right? Because those were planted by God for a reason. Because you were destined for more. You were destined to live a life that is purposeful and that is fulfilled and that is joyful and that is abundant and that feels incredibly limitless and free. And so start to ask yourself some of these questions. And again, if you want to take a deeper dive into this book, it's 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think. So good. It's one of these books that you can just open any page, start reading, and take in small bits of wisdom and encouragement and inspiration for your day. So I hope that today's episode resonated. I hope you were able to take a small tidbit and to apply it to your own life, to start to ask yourself the right questions, inquiring within as to where you can really begin that process of seeking more discomfort in your life and not staying on that familiar path 100% of the time, that it's okay to start to stretch yourself a little bit because spiritually you are going to be so resilient, mentally and emotionally as well, from doing so. And with that, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, and I look forward to being back with you here next week. If you were inspired from what you discovered on today's podcast, please rate, review, and share this episode on social media by tagging me at Sam Calawart. You can head to the show notes for all the resources mentioned in this episode, and know that I am so thankful you have joined me on this journey of healing and growth.